The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Hour two of the National Intel Reports.
Lord knows they'll try.
On this Monday, 22nd of October, 2018. Jeez, we're coming up here on a new year in about, what, 9 weeks? We having fun yet, Steve?
Oh, yeah. Hey, to mention a comment, you probably already knew this. General Petraeus said, talking about smart appliances, if we can spy on you through your smart appliances, we probably will. General Petraeus, thank you. This is like George Orwell's 1984 on steroids, what we're seeing right now. It's amazing.
Well, and remember when that book was written, we didn't have all these little technology, whiz-bang, artificial intelligence, powerful computers and all that other stuff.
Right.
That was the old, camera in the sky kind of thing and peeping in your windows with helicopters and those sorts of things. And relying heavily on the INGSOC idiots that would turn you in
right.
because they believe so much in English socialism. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Sovereign Man, it's on your mind.
Just a comment on the coupon being sent to the secretary when she bought some blades at the Walmart.
Yeah, and it was done via email.
Yeah, well, what they've done, and most people have linked their identity to their phone, and they're putting sniffers in the Walmarts. And so, also, they don't, I was just recently in one, I couldn't find a scanner. You know, to scan the price, they want you to download their app. I wonder if she has the app.
No, she does not go to Walmart. She only did that out of a need,
good.
And
good
it was handy. Yeah, no, she only did that out of a need, and it was handy, and she stopped. That was so weird about it. She didn't sign up for any of their discount things or their apps. She walked into a Walmart, paid cash for 12 razor blades, walked out, and went home. And then she's getting bombarded. Hi, you like this product, and here's coupon, and da-da-da-da. And I'm like, really? So what you're saying about sniffers, are you telling me that when you walk in, they can grab your smartphone stuff?
Yeah, they can grab your IP on your smartphone and maybe link it back through facial recognition.
Mm. Great.
Interesting.
Great.
Interesting.
You know, can...
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever seen Point of Interest? I mean, Person of Interest?
No.
Yeah, all that stuff is just... predictive programming. They're telling us what they're doing.
Interesting.
It's their law.
Wow.
That way they have clean hands when they're, come to being found guilty. Hey, we told them. They didn't have eyes to see or ears to hear.
Well, the stuff has been out there, and I can remember a lot of information coming out, and I'm going, really? Come on. You know, I always approach things with a healthy dose of skepticism.
Those ads on the end of the aisles that have the little monitors.
Yeah, and Sovereign Man, please let me finish my statement before people think I've gone off the deep end. What I was going to say is, the more outrageous it sounds, I enter into it with more skepticism. And that's a healthy way to look at stuff. Because if you just dive into somebody's pool here to get wet and immerse yourself in their stuff without being objective, you might be carrying on or perpetrating a scam or bad information. Okay, I'm done.
Well, the end caps, you'll see them, they'll have like a little LCD with an advertisement.
Yeah.
Well, there's a camera in that LCD, and it watches you while you're watching the ad. And that's how there's a movie you should watch. It's called Ex Machina. It's about artificial intelligence becoming self-aware. It's actually the gentleman wins a so-called lottery and wins a Turing test to interrogate the AI.
Well, just as long as I don't have Arnold Schwarzenegger busting down a door with a minigun.
No. Right. Actually, the guy who created the AI was the guy that created the world's largest search engine.
All right. Well, Sovereign Man, I appreciate the information. Thank you.
Hey, Sovereign Man, real quick. Sovereign Man, stay on quickly. Hey, by chance, did you catch my show on Sunday? Did you catch my show?
Part of it, just bits
okay.
of it.
Did you catch the second hour with it?
The 5G?
Yeah, did you catch that?
I didn't. I'm going to have to go get the archives and find your recommendation, brother.
Well, no, I was just thinking how much of this is actually surveillance, is going to be used for surveillance, downloading very, very fast. But I have a suspicion that law enforcement and the government is going to be using this technology to monitor us much closer and gather more information on us.
It's worse than that. They're going to be able to manipulate brainwave patterns over whole regions. They're going to be able to make people feel a certain way, act a certain way, passive.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it.
Yeah. All right.
No,
thank you.
Either.
I appreciate your call. Thank you. All right. What I wanted to talk about this hour, and folks, I'm of two minds here, because let's put it to you this way. You wouldn't want somebody accusing you of something and making that stick and having people gang up on you because they needed a sacrificial lamb on their little blood altar. And I have been critical of the cops out there. We always post the videos, the most egregious and most outrageous acts by the police doing stuff that they absolutely do not have to do, but they're not being reined in and they're not being told no. This has become an epidemic and we're heading into a police state, or if it's not already there, we don't have all the little programmed robots out there with the badges on. To comply 100%. We still have good people out there. Mm-hmm. Now, I sent Steve this, and I'd seen this before. Okay, and folks, this is what I'm saying about, you know, diving into the pool, getting immersed in somebody's information without looking at it objectively. And I'd seen this over a year ago. And there was this cop. His name is Holtzclaw. And the video itself... This has been viewed almost 4 million times. And this is the guilty verdict in a court. This cop is there. He's 27 years old. And these indictments are being read. And the jury, as to the counts, guilty or not guilty. Well, he racks up 263 years. This guy is going to jail for I don't know how many generations, or until his life ends, or whichever comes first. And I don't know what compelled me. I thought, I've seen this before. And I don't know what compelled me. I clicked it on, and I started watching it again. And I watched the whole damn thing. It's 9 minutes and 18 seconds long. And then I noticed on the right-hand side, as on YouTube, other recommended videos. Well, this is kind of a follow-up. Michelle Malkin had actually got involved in this and started asking questions about it. And just to let you know, this was an Oklahoma City cop He used his badge and power to get women to comply. 36 counts against him. He was formally sentenced to 263 years on January 21st of last year. Daniel Holtzclaw, thought you might find that kind of ironic.
I did.
Yeah, I bet. An ex-Oklahoma City officer convicted of rape and other charges after he preyed on African-American women over 6 months was sentenced Thursday to 263 years in prison. The sentence comes over just over a month after a sobbing Holtzclaw was convicted on 18 of 36 counts, including 4 counts of first-degree rape and 4 counts of forced oral sodomy. Prosecutor said Holtzclaw selected victims in one of the Oklahoma City's poorest neighborhoods based on their criminal histories, assuming their drug or prostitution records would undermine any claims that they might make against him. And then he would subject them to assaults and bad cop. Yeah, lock his ass up. Oh, you know, this guy doesn't exist. Well, CRTV got a hold of this. And Michelle Malkin did a follow-up on this. And you know what? And there's no reason why Michelle Malkin, one way or the other, floats my boat. She's just a short, loudmouth conservative. Personally, I can't say that I like her, but I can't say that I dislike her. But she actually did an investigation, and she did a pretty straight-up investigation into this. This guy was set up. There was absolutely no proof. There was, and I saw the initial interview. If you watch that interview tape that I had sent you, Steve, he was in uniform. They pulled him off duty, got him into this little interrogation room, and this female detective is going at him. Now, this cop didn't think he had anything to hide. He didn't lawyer up and say, well, geez, I think I ought to get a lawyer. He answered all the questions. It appeared to me that he was pretty fluid with his answers. It didn't look like he was holding anything back. And he answered the specific questions rapidly and without any, in my opinion, any duress. Well, Michelle Malkin got a hold of this, and then she still started to really delve into this. The one eyewitness was a crackhead. She had been involved in prosecution. That much is true. But they did DNA test. There was no DNA. She made statements that, well, he flopped me over and told me to put my hands on the hood of the car. There were no fingerprints from her. She said that she had actually, when she got pulled over, there was some oxycodone in her purse, and the cop didn't really seem to be that concerned about it. And, well, she just turned around after he let her go, and she just took off. Well, this is the time in Oklahoma City that they were not using dash cams or cop cams. So all of this, you could see the stop on cameras that were on other buildings, but you couldn't make out any specifics about this. But the one thing I noticed rather quickly, she said she headed off to her mother's house a couple blocks away. She went in the opposite direction. The more this woman talked, the more she had lied. Now, this is one of the instances that more people came forward to tell the police about this dastardly guy. They were out to nail him. And then the general public out there for gain, hopefully through a civil lawsuit, were piling on. They made this guy look like he was an absolute... And I don't even... Steve, I can't even... A Bundy or some psychopath such as this, that you look at them and they'll smile and they got bright little twinkly eyes. You never think that they were a real monster. That's what they tried to portray this guy as being. And she went into the background, the full background. She talked to the family. She went and talked to high school coaches. He went to Eastern Michigan. He was a hard-working guy. He wanted to get drafted. Well, he didn't get drafted. So his father had two sons that were cops, and he decided, I can't play football. I'll become a cop. And by every indication, by not only family members, but people that knew him throughout the years, there was nothing to even suggest that he was anywhere close to this. And, Steve, what I had said to you was that, you know, I'll put up a video about a cop and obvious abuse. you know, as I said, I'd seen this video over a year ago, and I went, ah, good. They nailed another bad guy. Mm-hmm. Well, shame on me, because I didn't do any further investigation. I just assumed that this guy was a bad guy. Well, this is the time that the cop was shot up in Missouri, you know, the thug that robbed, and yeah. And Black Lives Matter was created, and there was all this thrown out on the streets, and this guy was put on the sacrificial altar. Oh, by the way, did I mention this is the Oklahoma City Police Department? Do you remember the little incident that happened over there, the Murrah Building, and the subsequent cover-ups to that? Half of that story is absolutely bogus, absolutely. And people that tried to blow the whistle and said, wait a minute, that's not what happened. Cops alike, they were killed, just murdered outright. Witnesses, and my own personal experience with that was with a guy by the name of Hoppy Heidelberg. He was on the grand jury that the federal government impaneled for the indictment of Timothy McVeigh. Well, he had this strange idea that, you know, being a juror, yeah, Mr. Prosecutor, Mr. Federal Prosecutor, I'll look at all the evidence that you bring to us. We'll look at it. But we also reserve the right to call our own witnesses and to call into question certain testimony or facts pertinent to the case. Well, they told Hoppy, you don't need to do that. We've got the entire case here for you. And when he insisted on having a fully informed jurors surrounding him, the FBI actually showed up at the man's door and told him, he said, you know, if you keep on with this, they're just going to kill you.
John, any ideas on the motive of why they set this guy up?
You know, I've been thinking about that, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a hold of Michelle Malkin, because she's the one that did the initial investigation on this. And there's something telling me, and Oklahoma is the next state over from me. If I find out that this guy, this Holtzclaw, was actually innocent, I'm going to get involved in the guy's case. I'm going to go visit him. Because, folks, I'm telling you, we have good people out there. We have, and if you're willing to condemn, you also got to be in there to be kind of a redeemer and say, oh, wait a minute. Because put yourself in the position that, say, that this cop might be in. That he finds himself sentenced to 263 years off of absolutely no physical proof whatsoever. None. And I mean zero, folks. And then I hearken back to the powers that be back in Oklahoma City on that dark day when the Murrah Building got blown up. And I was also kind of sucked into that one around the periphery as well. Mm-hmm. You know, I had supposedly Timothy McVeigh was in a hotel room, and I met with Timothy McVeigh. I never met the guy. I knew who he was, but I never met the guy. But we had two snitches in Michigan that swore up and down to the law enforcement that came to see me. Well, you were in that room with that guy. No, I wasn't. No, we were having a militia meeting at a motel in Michigan. That is true. But Timothy McVeigh was not there. I think I'd recognize the guy's face.
You know, this guy is indeed innocent, John. You're looking at like a Shawshank Redemption type of the 10th power. I mean, 263 years. I mean, this guy, if you watch this video, people, he breaks down very, very fast. He's shaking right at the very beginning before they actually do the first, you know, the first charge. And he's not going to do well. I see this guy to take a bed sheet and hang himself sometime in the night. He's not going to survive.
Well, I'm dead serious about this. If I can get a hold of Michelle Malkin and I have an indication from her that, hey, this guy was 100% framed. If there's any doubt in her mind or she waffles on me, I won't get involved with it because I don't have the time or the money. But I'm telling you, if it turns out that this guy is innocent, I'm going to help this guy.
Yeah.
What up? I almost said the F word, Steve. What a fun world we live in.
I was thinking it.
You were thinking it.
I was thinking this guy's effed.
Yeah, exactly.
Poor guy.
All right. Danny, Chris, Joe, and others will get to your calls right after this break. 800-313-9443 is the call-in.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back. Danny in Tennessee. Hello, Danny.
Well, hey, it's got a little something about the Walmart thing, because I had a similar kind of experience. Shop at Walmart a good bit, and also use a website some. And then some months ago, just all of a sudden one day, get on the website, and they stream across the screen a series of pictures of things that I had bought before. And is it time to buy again? You know, a reminder. And that kind of alarmed me, and I tried to figure out how did they do that. And I thought, well, somehow they doing things through the debit card. So I quit using that and using cash. And then all of a sudden one day I see something I hadn't bought before shows up new in that. And I get to looking, and they've got these new cameras and things at the scanners. And, you know, you see yourself in it, and it looked a little different somehow. I think they're high-resolution cameras and stuff, so I think it's really facial recognition. And, well, that's just what I decided, because I started using cash and still happens some. So now what I do, whenever I go up to one, I kind of duck my head down where they only see the top of my head because the camera's up kind of high.
Why do you
down on you?
Why do you think that the Antifa, the guys that always show up dressed in black, they got the black hoodies, they got the black pants, black shoes, black backpacks, and of course the black mask. And they're never really curtailed by the police and out there causing, you know, physical damage and beating people up and God knows what else they're doing. It's because they have facial recognition. These guys are never exposed as to who they are. They're very rarely arrested. And you know what? After you get arrested and charged with a crime and found guilty, you know, you're public consumption material. But we don't want that happening. We don't want the George Soros thugs, the paid off thugs out there, just causing absolute havoc. You know, all the things that the straight conservative white guys that were forming militias back in the 90s were being accused of, that's what these guys are, and this is what their daily practices are. Violence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Anything else, Danny?
No, that was it. Just want to let you know that.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Okay.
Chris in Las Vegas. Hello, Chris.
Why, good afternoon, gentlemen. I certainly appreciate you casting light on this obvious miscarriage of justice, or at least very likely.
Mm.
You know, I am actually from Oklahoma City, and I've served a little south of Oklahoma City as a law enforcement professional with the Lawton, Oklahoma Police Department, just south of Oklahoma City, about 60 miles at Lawton Fort Sill Air Force Base, Army Base, excuse me. I was also with 5th District Police attached to CID at Lawton prior to going with the Lawton Oklahoma PD. And I had the occasion of taking a course at the Oklahoma University Extension Center. It's now, I don't remember the name that it's got the moniker on it, but it's the Law Enforcement Training Center just across from the property I own there on Northwest 10th in Portland from... At that time, he was Detective Bruce Shaw. I think probably now, if he's still with the force, he's probably at least a sheriff or undersheriff or chief of police or assistant chief of police in defense tactics. But I have observed, and he was one of the key investigators there on the Oklahoma City bombing, Bruce Shaw.
Right.
He was one that was making an announcement the day that it happened, that I took particular note, and I was watching because I knew him, and I heard on one of the first responders' radios behind him that they had found other explosive devices with military markings on there, and you saw people fleeing from the building at a very exuberant pace.
Yeah, and I remember seeing clips of reporters that were out there that did make it to YouTube telling them, everybody get away from the building, they found more explosives.
Exactly. In fact, I think they found somewhere about 13 of them, if I recall. I may not be exactly accurate on that number, but it's pretty darn close. It's been a while since I looked at that information to instill in my brain. I was not there, but I've certainly done some investigative research myself. I'm a pretty astute investigator and crisis analyst, form of Gore Vidal. I have discerned that there are strong Zionist communist influences permeating the Oklahoma state area in an attempt to take over the governments there. And that seems to speak very strongly, these Mossad tactics, ADL, SPLC, and other organizations. In fact, this morning I had an appointment here at the City of Las Vegas Attorney's Office to inspect and view some video from defective flash drives I was given last week as discovery. Spent quite a bit of time going from my June 8th attempted murder event with egregious abuse of deadly force and horrific abuse of the taxpayers' resources under the pretext of a traffic stop. And it was a very hostile, although I had an appointment there to do so, I didn't just show up. I had communicated with the city attorney's office manager and evidence clerk there and was expected, and when I showed up they brought out the chief prosecutor. I hear the music after the break. I'll tie it up.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe, trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Back. You know, it's funny, the Oklahoma City bombing, Timmy McVeigh with his Ryder truck and his Anfo barrels. Yeah, these columns, steel, concrete encased steel girders that the Oklahoma City building was built on. General Ben Parton was explosives and munitions expert. Took a look at Oklahoma City and said, nah, that ain't the way that went down. And Chris, I'm telling you what, every time I have the occasion going up to Vince Vannelli's place, I always go by Oklahoma City, and I always see Oklahoma City off and to my left, and it just gives me a creepy feeling even driving by that place. The corruption in that city is beyond belief.
Absolutely, John. You're right on point. You know, I am from that city. That's my hometown where I was actually birthed. And it's a polyclinic in downtown Oklahoma City. And it breaks my heart. It hurts my essence to find that the place that I loved, my hometown, has been seized by communist Zionist elements and perverted to an intent that is antithetical to the Christian moral values that generally substantiate the bulk of the population that live in that state. They're mostly grassroots, down-to-earth, sensible people that love their families, love America, and the values that we have held dear here in this country for near 200 years. Maybe it's the illusion of values. I don't decry that that is not a potentiality from what I know now. But nevertheless, we all are deeply believing in those concepts of Americanism that we all hold true and dear, mom, apple pie, and whatever other anachronism you want to apply to it. But this is something that I've observed because I've been watching with big, broad view over America and other countries, that these insidious forces that want to undermine and destroy this country and the Cloward and Pliven model of pressure from above, pressure from below, overload the system, implode it, and reform it in the global new world order of Satanism they want and deem to be what's necessary and proper for their demon god, is so insidious, so vile, and so aberrant that most people can't conceive of the evil that it's offering.
Well, and see, that's part of the problem, isn't it, Chris? That you come out with this kind of information, or information that comes from a cursory investigation, that something, you kick something over that really, really stinks, and people's immediate reaction is that, oh, that can't be true. That can't be right. And
well, you're
No, I was just going to say, that's why I said at the top of the show, that I don't know that I'm put together that I can know the whole and total truth of how absolutely morally and ethically bankrupt people have become. That they have no sense anymore of what's right or what's wrong, or the expedient factor, I call it, to get a conviction, or we'll just look the other way, forget the abuses, forget the unlawfulness of it all, and we'll just continue. Nothing to see here, folks. You know, we have our own investigation. We have the, what's it called, in internal affairs. You know, we police our own police and things of that nature. Man, I have said this before, and I'll repeat this again, that we are going to need help from everybody, every American in this country. And I don't care what their present occupation is. I don't care if they're in the military. I don't care if they're in the police. I don't care if they're in the FBI. I don't care if they're in the Department of Justice. I don't care if they're in your city government or they're just Joe Blow, average citizen from Kokomo. We're going to need everybody. And I know people out there, Chris, that you mentioned police and they just, oh, that's all you got to say. That every cop that ever walked a beat, every cop that ever donned a badge, every cop that ever formed in the morning lineup or retired from the police department, that somehow they're dirty and they shouldn't be trusted. But here's the net effect, and Steve and I agree on this. We don't hate cops, but we get really nervous when they're around.
Big time.
Big time.
I concur. I absolutely concur with you. I if anybody resemble that remark, being nervous when they're around, when I have to go into the serpent's den and their lair with these people who are twisting and perverting the legal system to their own predatory legal advantage to frame the blame on innocent people, such as myself.
Yeah.
The unfortunate aspect is they like to prey upon least sophisticated, not savvy areas, people that they deem to be less sophistication and less knowledgeable. They like to call us stupid sheeple.
Yeah.
And they move into these areas because they know that it will be easy to take over and dominate and demonate. And this is what they've done in Oklahoma City. This is what they've done down in Arkansas, South Carolina, North Carolina. Utah is another cesspool of a lot of these pedophilic operations inside the law enforcement circles. And like you, I'm not anti-government. I'm just anti-criminal government.
Right. No. Whoa. Chris, would you care to say that again?
I'm not anti-government. I'm anti-criminal government.
Thank you.
I am pro-lawful government.
Thank you. And, you know, for years and years and years, we were always fighting the stigma that we were anti-government. We hated, we're this, we're that, and just the scum of the earth for wanting to have an honest and lawful government, which always rubbed me the wrong way. But you find out who your opposition or your enemy is by what you're being called by. And the names and the dragging you through the mud and everything else. I have a firsthand account of that, that's for sure. Chris, I've got a lot of calls.
Yeah,
I've got to keep moving. All righty.
Thank you very, very much. God bless America.
Thank you, Chris. Every time somebody says that, somebody had sent me a photograph of, you know, those signs that they put out in front of businesses, the temporary thing, and they got the little spotlights that blink, and, you know, you can put up the lettering on it. Mm-hmm. Well, the sign had said, God bless America, and a storm had rolled through and blew the B off. What does that say now? Yeah. Godless America. I thought that was rather apropos. Who did this? Okay, I don't have the time for your 10-minute explanation. You fixed the problem. Okay, here's the announcement. Announced that we had the wrong prefix on the listen line number on the website in the sidebar. It was listed as 603, but the prefix is actually 605. And what's the complete number, Mike? 605-313-0163. You know, that got me to thinking about something. I don't want to be unfair to the people, because a lot of people listen to the show don't have computers. And I thought it was a cute idea that Steve came out with this. And I know this took him some time to prepare the story behind the claw. So, he was nice enough to send this to me. So for people that don't have computers, I'm going to give you his home address so you can write him.
All right, you're going to punk me again.
You know, it's a dangerous thing crossing swords with somebody that you have no swordsmanship with.
Well, I know that somebody else appreciated, so maybe I have a career in writing some comedy material. I don't know. It's pretty good stuff.
Joe in Oklahoma. Hello, Joe.
How are you doing? Try to get over as much of this as I can. You were talking about the David Holzpah.
Yeah,
Daniel Holzpah issue and the injustice there, and I concur completely with that. But what you're overlooking, if you want to help somebody that has, I think, been unjustly condemned to permanent life in prison, is Jerome Erskine. He's a pharmacist in Oklahoma City that served his country in the Gulf War, came back, and was working as a pharmacist in pretty much downtown Oklahoma City. And two youngsters came in and robbed him at gunpoint. And he shot one of them, and he's in the pharmacy. And he went outside to try to get the other one. He couldn't get him, but he came back and killed the one that he had hit earlier. And they sentenced him to life in prison. And he was unjustly convicted, I think.
Well, okay, Joe. Well, how about this approach? And I appreciate what you're saying. There's been a lot of people wrongfully accused, wrongfully jailed, set up, and on it goes. But this is Oklahoma City. This is Oklahoma City Police Department. The exact same police department.
Now, this is the Oklahoma City Prosecutor, David Prayer.
Okay. All right, Joe, let me finish. That this would be perfect. I mean, if this cop was set up by these creatures and the prosecutor and their internal police people, they had to be in on this takedown. If we can go in there and bust that damn department wide open, get every clown in there fired, and set up civilian watch groups, we now have an honest police department. It'd make it a lot easier to go back to them on this thing and go, you know what? There's an appeal that's going to be made, and you guys are going to look at this objectively, and you're going to come to the right conclusions. Why don't we
John,
take? Why don't
I? I do not think you realize just how evil and dirty our government is in Oklahoma.
Okay, Joe, I think I do. Okay, you're saying that I don't know. I think I do know. Because just driving by the place makes my skin crawl, and my spidey sense has always served me well. What I'm saying to you is that if we can start to do this, we can start to turn the tide. And you don't remember the story about David and Goliath? Don't you think that Davy was kind of peeing his pants here a little bit when he's standing there with a stupid slingshot? Do you think he, in his head, had any wishes or hopes that he'd come out of this thing alive? Some things seem to be insurmountable, unbeatable, but they are. Because generally, the general rule here is the right things will happen if the right people get involved for the right reasons.
Well, let me carry on here a little bit more on something else. He's talking about all that's going on in our federal government and the nation as a whole. There's a fella by the name of Jason Clay. Have you ever heard of Jason Clay?
No.
Okay. Please take that name down and do a search on it, because Jason Clay is, I think he's a CFO or CEO of Liberty Mutual. He's also at the very highest echelons of the World Wildlife Fund, which pushes Agenda 21 and Project for the New American Century.
Now, was that Liberty Insurance or Liberty?
Liberty Mutual Insurance. It's my understanding that he is at the very top of that insurance company.
Steve, is this the company that they're running the cute commercials of the Statue of Liberty in the background?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, boy. Funny you should
A look at Jason Clay. I watched a 30-minute video of him lecturing. I think it was a TED Talk. He was lecturing on World Wildlife Fund and Agenda 21. He pretty well lays it out.
All right. I appreciate your call. Thank you, Joe. You know, I mean, folks, we keep saying we can't do anything. Oh, my gosh. We just sit and bitch and moan about all the bad things that are going on. But I'll tell you something. I did notice something about this. Because I don't know what it Steve, I don't know what it was. But this stoked something into me that has been lying dormant for some time. You know, I don't quite know how to explain this, and maybe I shouldn't attempt until I think it 100% through. But this did something. You know, there are circumstances, and if you would have turned left instead of right, that wouldn't have happened. If you did take the left, and there are seminal moments, and there are things that change people's lives. We have a tendency to think more about it, but personally, you know, looking at the world through our eyes, you know, looking outward, everything is about us, well, or me. But sometimes there's seminal moments that it just moves you to do something that turns out to be way greater than yourself. And I don't think that there's a good cop out there that privately they will say to you that, you know, I don't like the police department I'm working for. I don't like these people. I know the corruption, but there's nothing I can do, because all I'm going to be is ostracized if I start going to internal affairs or I start calling out my fellow uniform friends here. Something bad is going to happen, and it does. You attack the police, they gather together like some kind of goon gang, and they'll come after you. It's happened right here in Round Rock, Texas, when I was running across cops here running around in Round Rock police cars. They had no business being in that car, let alone that uniform. I had a guy one time tell me that, hey, you say one more word to me. I was trying to do a kind act for somebody else. He looked at me. He was too busy. He was talking to his girlfriend on his cell phone. He said, you say one more word to me, I'm going to arrest you. And he meant it. So I took two steps back, got out the cell phone, called his supervisor, got the supervisor down there, and I go, what in the hell is this sitting in my parking lot? And I explained the situation. Guess what? That cop is no longer on the Round Rock force. Unfortunately, wasn't egregious enough. He's probably working for somebody else now. But I'm telling you, what the guys that they're recruiting into the cop shops nowadays, man, I'm telling you, I wouldn't piss on them and put them out if they spontaneously combusted. There are some really bad guys, but there's still some good guys out there that feel just as helpless as you or I do.
John, when I was in California, I saw a police officer. Of course, you can't drive and use a cell phone at the same time. You have to have the wireless, basically, the microphone. I saw a police officer using a cell phone, driving around in his police car. So I honked at him, waved over at him. I gave him the finger like, no, 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 you can't do that on the cell phone. You know, it's like you're supposed to be the ambassador for following the rule of the law. And, of course, he looked at me. I was waiting for him to pull me over, but I'm thinking, do it. Pull me over. Because you were actually breaking the law. But for some reason, I asked somebody about that, a police officer, and he said, no, we're kind of exempt from that. We can actually use a cell phone while we're driving. Like, you can't, but we can. There's an exception to
that. I have seen cops, are my favorite guys, Round Rock Police. Half of them hate me, the other half love me. Mm-hmm. And I have been pulled over for speeding twice in this city and both times let go, and I've got no driver's license. Thank God it was the half that liked me, evidently. But I was watching this cop. I was on a motorcycle. I was behind him. I was watching him. He's not only on a cell phone, he's driving, and he's on his computer. Now, tell me that's not a distraction driving down the street.
Right.
And by the way, in my city, I don't wear a seatbelt. And they know I don't wear a seatbelt, but they don't bother with me. Thank God that they don't. Daniel in Canada, you're up next. Hello, Daniel.
Oh, hey, guys. Good show tonight. I don't want to be too far off topic, but I wanted to touch on the caravan of 7,000 about to invade your country.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let's do it.
It's, the optics on it are really strange because, on the one hand, it makes like Democrat-leaning voters think, once they start seeing crying babies, trying to get over a fence versus the military shooting non-lethal weapons at them, like spray. You know, it's like a do or die. You know, I don't know how to explain it, but I think one solution would be to let them in and just let them stay at Rosie O'Donnell's house, Barbara Streisand's house, George Clooney's house, and if they leave those premises, then you. Arrest the mayor of Malibu, and you arrest the police chief of Malibu.
You know,
and you go that route.
It's funny because these supposed—I don't know—what do you call them? Refugees. You know how long Mexico is as a country? These people are being bussed. What you're seeing is the photo ops. And Steve, you said this earlier to me. You said, "Do these look like poor, downtrodden, threadbare people?" No. They sure as hell don't. They look well-fed. They're well-dressed. They all got brand-new backpacks. And here they are trudging along. Now, the problem with this is the Immigration and Naturalization Service, the immigration people, we're taking in 1.1 million. That's 1,100,000 people a year into this country. That's a lot. But these people are hopefully crossing our fingers that they're being properly vetted and all this other stuff. But from what I've seen the government work, close enough for government work? No. But to see this, when they come to that border, they've got to arrest them. Once they arrest them, they take them to court. They might be given a court date and kicked right out on the street on this side of the border. That is not the way to handle this. And I'm telling you,
they all have. Sorry.
No, I was just going
to. They all have like places to stay. Like they're very networked people. I'm sure a lot of them will be staying in places financed by George Soros and the like. Some NGO.
You know, I'm flattered that people want to come to this country. They don't want to run out of it. We're not building a wall to keep people in. We're trying to keep people out. The ne'er-do-wells, the bad guys, the druggies, the gangs, and everything else. Mm-hmm. And for the government to do a slow roll on the American people on this is an injustice. They had to go to the point of putting out citizen groups along the – remember this several years ago, folks?
I do.
Down here in Texas, people were volunteering to go out there and work with Immigration and Naturalization the INS and Border Patrol and everybody else. We couldn't go out there armed, but you know what? We used the phones. They came and they took the illegals and packed them off. Now, where they went from there on, but that is, it's that bad, and it was that long ago that citizens actually had to take this on themselves. Daniel, thank you for your call, sir. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Quickly, Roxanne, I got one more behind you.
Hi. Just wanted to real quickly go over Ron Riversett, Aldi Shamir, and Leonard Adelman. Those are the guys in 78.
Whoa. You can't quickly go after that because there's three names and there's more of a story there, and I don't know anything about it.
Okay, well, it was a company called RSA. They were for the public cryptography, the XML signatures, the logarithms for these smart meters.
Okay.
That started in 78.
Okay.
And that was Ron Riversett, Aldi Shamir.
Yeah.
And Leonard Adelman.
Okay, more.
So
Adelman, more, yeah.
Well, Adelman went over to Silicon Valley in 83 at the University of Southern California, Berkeley. So he was cracking back then the DNA, electronic DNA code, which he sold over to MIT in September 20, 1983, which went by 93. They were called OASIS, and that was your Internet of Things. And then by 98, they became XML, and that was the Committee of the United Nations. So they have all that. And I'll let you get to your next caller. So just a quick background on how far back this stuff goes.
Gotcha. Thank you, Roxanne.
Even before 84.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you, you're talking about Oklahoma. Terry Nichols wrote a book in prison. It's called A Heart Set Free, The Terry Nichols Story. But right now, this is self-published. It's like $500 to get a copy. Wow. The reason I got a copy is through his sister.
Why would it be 500 bucks a copy?
I publish it by yourself. I don't know. We're looking for I was going to suggest Moon Rock Books in Michigan. They publish controversial books.
Wow. All right.
So we're working on that this week.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate it. Keep us posted, Laura.
Okay. Right. Hey, John.
Yes.
I'm trying to get Susie, his sister, to come on your show, too.
Susie, whose sister?
Cherry Nichols.
Okay.
Sister. So we're kind of working on that.
Okay.
So I'm not sure she wants to do that type of thing.
And why would the sister come on and not Larry?
And not Terry? Terry's in prison.
Oh, Terry Nichols. I thought
Terry
you
Nichols, yeah.
Oh,
no, Larry Nichols.
Colorado.
Okay,
cool.
Oh, okay,
and
gotcha.
Security prison.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Laura.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, I got my Nichols mixed up.
Yes, you did. Terry Larry.
Now, if you want that cute little story, here's Steve Elkins' address.
No. Give him my email. I'll send it to him.
No, I'm not even going to do that. You do that on your own show.
All right, I will.
Well, I bet you will. You better be careful. By the way, you didn't even catch it earlier when you said you were 57 when you had the kissing disease. And I said you haven't had a reoccurrence in 20 years. That's amazing.
47. Yeah.
You missed the joke.
I don't think
you got that big of a sense of humor.
Well, there's a second chapter of that story coming out.
Hey, thanks, my friend. I appreciate you being here.
You got it. Appreciate
Alrighty.
It.
Thank you, folks. Please support our network. We're going to hang in there for as long as we possibly can. I just got a mental image here of David and Goliath, and I ain't the big guy. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.